You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. Are you ready for a little bit of relationship coaching? It's about to come from two people who have what they call an unlikely tale of happily ever after. Two people who were both looking for the keys to human potential and happiness and creating a successful reality. When they met, though, it wasn't exactly flowers and fireworks. In fact, maybe neither was really the other's idea of a perfect mate. But here they are. They're in the studio, successful at their partnership. They're married. They're writing, traveling, and they're teaching about relationships. So Diane Covington Carter, welcome.
Thank you.
And Landon Carter, good to have you both here.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Your book is titled Falling in Love Backwards. So let's talk about what the forwards is, and then what you call the backwards.
Well, I've done a lot of forward, which is I saw her across the room, and oh my God, this is, might be the one, and then you know all of the endorphins kick in, and you know you're in love, and everything is rosy, and you know life is wonderful, and it's a great feeling. There's no question about that, and but it does wear off, and usually in that process, you've in part fallen in love with your fantasy.
Right.
And when the reality starts kicking in, normally the good feelings start to diminish.
Everybody listening to you right now is nodding, going, yep, I know that story, know that one.
Right. And so then usually people try to change their partner to get back to the old feelings. You know, the old song, I lost that loving feeling, you know, how can I get it back, basically. And then it's at that time when the challenge comes up in a relationship. Well, so the backwards is we started with the challenge and we started, I'd been married and I had been single in a series, you know, monogamous serial, you know, relationships for 16 years. And so we were not the most likely couple to get together. And Diane was like, oh, I'm not sure she's it. So it started off where most relationships end of you're not it or this isn't it. And then it kind of went backwards from there.
Well, if Landon's kind of core issue is, I don't know if you're actually the picture of what I wanted for long term. Yours, Diane, was, am I going to be good enough for a great guy? And I love that moment when you finally decide to fly to New Zealand, where he is, and you're at the airport, and he's said to you, I'm going to commit to love. Will you come and be with me? And you get to the airport, and there's a hug. And what happens?
Yeah, that was quite a moment because I'd been traveling. Landon was living in New Zealand when we met, and I was living in Northern California, in Nevada City. And so I fly like 24 hours, and I'm totally exhausted. And he'd said, yeah, come on over. I love you. And when I got off the plane, he wouldn't hug me because when he looked at me getting off the plane, he said, nope, she's not my pictures. And
Changed my mind.
And Landon, the good thing about Landon, he's so authentic and true to himself that he was trying to be true to himself. But for me, it was just devastating. But what we did, because I was stuck over there in New Zealand, which is a long way from everywhere, I said, well, let's use this time to see what we can learn from each other because we may not end up together. It sure doesn't look like we're going to at this point.
You lifted any responsibility for a relationship off of him at that moment.
I did. I said, let's use this 19 days together and see what we can learn. And maybe we'll end up together. Maybe we won't. I had met him 30 years before in a personal growth seminar, the S training and something he'd created called the 6 Day. So I knew he was the kind of guy I was looking for. He was really interested in personal growth. I also figured he'd be up to that kind of an experiment. We called it the 19-day experiment.
And that was actually huge. A fun little side story. You met at Kirkwood doing this adventure. He was your trainer.
Yes.
And then that was it. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
and
bye-bye.
Then 30 years later, you end up thinking about him in another kind of training setting and look him up. So there are a lot of pieces to the story that I think can give people hope.
Yes. Yes. I'll just say, and then I'll let Landon talk. We could have been voted the most likely not to succeed in relationships because I had been single for 30 years, a lot of relationships like Landon, but I just couldn't commit. And, you know, so when we found each other and started our relationship and everything was not quite going well, who would have thought we'd make it? But we really discovered some keys that we want to share with other people that how we succeeded.
I don't know where you want to go with it, but I'll just tell you what really stuck out for me.
Yeah.
And that is that you describe that a relationship isn't a package, it's an environment.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well said, actually. Because I think that the one of the things we have to contribute to other people is perhaps how to set up your relationship, whether you've been in it for a long time or whether you're going into a relationship or want a relationship, but how to actually constitute the relationship through a certain set of agreements, etc., so that in fact it's a slightly different orientation. I'm not now trying to get satisfied, to get my needs met. I'm not trying to have you satisfy me. What we're doing is we're setting the relationship up as a vehicle for our own, in a sense, our own personal growth. But it's our own healing of old wounds and the original family of origin and societal programming that all of us are subjected to as we're growing up. And it's to eliminate that, to take that away. And the reward is the more depth in the relationship, the more passion, more ecstasy, more unbelievable connection that I never thought was possible with another person. But it's the benefit of doing the work, not the, in a sense, the orientation toward, I got to be satisfied right now. You got to satisfy my needs.
You're listening to Landon Carter. I want you to know that he's a graduate of Yale and Harvard Business School. He led trainings for EST and LifeSpring and is the author of Living Awake. So he had done decades of work in terms of personal growth. Diane Covington Carter graduated from UCLA with honors. She's an award-winning writer and a life coach. Both of you came to this with a lot of experience. You should have been like the surefire, hey, we know how to do this, easy couple. But let's pause at this agreement stage, because the agreement is that every time there was pain or difficulty, and your book lays it out really raw, I mean, you really bared your souls in it, you made agreements that helped you be able to go forward, Diane. So can you put that in layman's terms so that if all anybody ever gets exposed to is this radio interview with you, they can take something away?
Yes, thank you. I will. So I would say, you know, if he said to me, you know, you don't fit my pictures or whatever he was saying that particular day, I would say, wow, I just got hooked by what you said.
Okay, you wait, know. Let me pause back a minute, because the picture is that you had an idea of somebody different in your head than Diane. So your picture is somebody else.
My picture is the programming that all men, you know, are subjected to as we grow up.
That I mean, there's
it's the model. It's the, you
kind
know,
younger, okay. Blonder, skinnier. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the picture, and you realize you're not the picture. So getting hooked translates to what?
Instead of, you know, you're being a jerk, and how can you say that to me? I would say, wow, I just got hooked. You know, so that was my thing from my childhood of not being good enough. Or
it triggered something.
Yeah, it triggered what it triggered in me. And so instead of blaming him and arguing about that, which just loops around and never gets you anywhere, really, I would just say, wow, yeah, that's really painful, you know, and just kind of be with it. And we'd talk about it.
But you have to pause your life in that moment and say, wait a minute, I'm either hurting or I'm really ticked off at you, or I just want you to get the heck out of here for a minute
or whatever
it might be. And you have to stop at that minute and work on it.
And take a breath. But even if just one little tiny piece of you can be watching what's going on instead of just totally in it, you can do it. You know, but you have to have the orientation that you want to heal your stuff, and that you're not going to just blame this person and then go on to the next person, you know, because that's what a lot of people do.
So you help people. You have a seminar situation to help people with this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have a seminar coming up in Mill Valley, and that's the weekend of November 15th. And it's all on our website, which is www.fallinginlovebackwards.com. We also have a book signing coming up at November 2nd in Mill Valley at the Depot Bookstore. So that's all on our website. People can sign up and we'll send them newsletters, or they can watch videos. We got all kinds of good stuff on
and
their
blogs.
And
we're available for coaching and we want to be of assistance and help. We think it's stupid that people would make the same mistakes that we made in learning. Why shouldn't they stand on our shoulders and benefit from all the years that I've spent and Diana has spent, you know, studying this stuff? And then they could go just springboard off of it. I mean, that's what coaching is about, really.
So we just have 1 minute left. Mm. Do those old pictures and programming ever go away, or do you just become more mature and bonded to who you're with that you can override?
I think both of those things are true. We become deeper. There's a reality that is so beguiling and so engaging and so, you know, that we're both so committed to, that the pictures become like two-dimensional rather than three-dimensional.
He just used great words about you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And I've heard you say many, many times, you just simply thought he was really cute.
Oh, yeah. I liked him.
And Diane's so much more beautiful, you know, as the years go by. It's amazing. I'm changing my own perspective, you know.
I hope you two have a plan to go out for lunch.
Yeah. And I just want to say to people, there's hope and it's never too late for Happily Ever After. That's why our subtitle, An Unlikely Tale of Happily Ever After.
Diane, Landon, thank you so much.
Come
back and visit again.
Great.
Okay.
We'd love to.
Again, the book is Falling in Love Backwards. We have information about their seminars and about the book online at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.